104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it for breakfast. Roo, yesterday we spoke to Phil Palmer from the Ambos Union about the terrible ramping situation. Now, we've heard about this for a few years, but it's now at record levels. Let's hear from Phil Palmer once again.
There's certainly not enough capacity in the whole system. It's not just the RAR in that case. But the RAR's ED design wasn't well thought out. It's a bottleneck. We predicted this happening. So what actually happens is patients who really should be hospital patients stay in ambulances much, much longer than they normally would, which ties up an ambulance that can't go out in the community and save lives. Last year, there were a couple of deaths because of very long response times to serious cases. Wow. And they coincided with ramping events at all the hospitals. So I'd say not only is it dangerous, but it's proven to be dangerous.
Drew, it's easy for all of us to sit back and just whinge and complain, and you're allowed to in situations like this, but what can be done? How can we move forward? Let's get the top man in the job, the Premier, Stephen Marshall. Premier, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now,
look, the situation is completely and utterly unacceptable. We know that in the government, and we're working as quickly as we can to ease the current problems that exist within our emergency departments right across South Australia. What we did in the budget, which was just handed down in September, was to put $800 million back into the budget because where we were heading under the budget that we were left by the previous government was just completely unacceptable. It was going to further cut services across South Australia. So we put $800 million back. Last month, you'll remember, we opened 50 new beds,
yep,
25 in country SA and 25 within the private sector. Now, these are extreme sort of programs and policies that we've put in place to take beds from the private sector. But we've needed to do it to ease the pressure. And only last week, we announced that we would stop the closure of 20 beds slated by the previous government to close the final beds down at the Repat to close. So we're going to keep those open. And in fact, we're going to open another 20 beds down there to try to ease the congestion within our emergency departments. But guys, there is no silver bullet to the problems that exist. We're working as quickly as we can. And unlike the previous government, we acknowledge that the current situation is completely and utterly unacceptable.
So there's no silver bullet though, Steve, but it does worry me when we say we've got all these ambos sitting on the ramp while people are calling trying to get an ambulance. So you're opening beds, doing a great job with all of that. Is there anything you've got in the pipeline to try and get these ambos off the ramp?
Well, as I said, $800 million going back into the budget, 50 beds opened last month, another 40 beds that are going to be opened down at the Repat. We're doing everything we can. But let's be quite serious. When this situation was always going to occur, the previous government,
yep,
closed the Repat. The previous government closed hundreds of beds and downgraded services across metropolitan hospitals, which drove people to the emergency departments in the three major hospitals, the Lyell McEwin, the Royal Adelaide and the Flinders Medical Centre. Now, I wish that didn't occur. I wish transforming health never occurred. But
do we have
did.
To open them back up, though, Steve, then, if
well,
that's the case?
Well, that's what we're doing.
Yep.
That's what we're doing. 50
yep.
new beds last month, another 40 beds down at the Repat.
Have exactly we got, have we got all of the staff as well? So if you were to say again today, here's 50 more that we'll do again next week somewhere, whether they're at the Repat or whatever, is there the staff ready to go to be able to perform these duties?
Well, we're working with the doctors and nurses across South Australia, but the short answer is yes. When we spoke to the Repat about how quickly we could open beds up down at the Repat, we were able to get the staff for that. So, look, I don't have concerns about the staffing level.
Okay.
I've got
well,
concerns about where we're going to find the beds as quickly as possible.
No.
But you close a hospital, there are going to be ramifications. We pointed this out to the previous government.
Yep.
They're now whinging and whining in Parliament, but goodness gracious, what is the definition of hypocrisy? It's the Labor Party in South Australia at the moment.
All right, mate, we'll keep doing a good job and let's yep. see if we can fix this ramping situation, Steve, because we don't want lives getting lost as a result of them.
I guarantee you we will be doing every single solitary thing we can. The current situation is unacceptable. Phil Palmer is right. We want to do everything we can to have the best health system in Australia, not what we've currently got.
Fantastic. Premier, thanks so much for joining us.
All the best, guys.
Good on you. Our Premier, Stephen Marshall, and, well, that's all positive, right?
It sure is, and hopefully they can do something about it.